That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, yesterday, Cedric brought him word that a wonderful person named Dr. Roller, the pest controller, was in Pine Ridge. Lum felt that this was his big opportunity to get rid of Clyde, the mouse that had been such a nuisance around the store. And so, without Abner's knowledge, Lum asked Cedric to engage Dr. Roller to exterminate the mouse. Abner suspects that something is going on, but doesn't realize that his little friend Clyde is in danger. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, no doubt many times you've heard someone say, "I've had a terrible day today. My head aches and I just don't think I want anything to eat tonight." Well, that's not good, especially if it happens to you just when your wife has gone to a lot of work preparing the dishes you like best. Now, don't disappoint the little woman. Instead, get a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. Yes, don't just complain about a headache and wait for it to wear off. Use Alka-Seltzer. You see, the pain-relieving analgesic in Alka-Seltzer is fast-acting because it's dissolved when you drink it. It's ready to go right to work on your headache. And because the analgesic is guarded by valuable alkaline buffers, it loses little or no effectiveness. So take Alka-Seltzer for that occasional headache and let it help you feel better fast. Remember, it's Alka-Seltzer you want. Ask your druggist for a large, economical 60-cent package today. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Yeah, how's that, Cedric? Oh, well, good. How soon will it get here? Oh, that's fine. Yeah, you done good, Cedric. I'm sure much obliged to you. Yeah, drop in the store next time you're around here and we'll give you a jar of peanut butter. How's that? Yeah, chunk style, any kind. Yeah, all right, goodbye.
Who's coming over here?
Huh? Oh, thought you was back in the feed room, Abner.
Who did Cedric say was coming over here, Lum?
Oh, nobody. Nobody of no importance, no ways.
Well, who is it?
Abner, you oughtn't to be so curious. I'm going to get you in trouble sometime.
Now, Lum, what are you and Cedric up to? Now, come on, just tell me.
I tell you, it ain't nothing, Abner.
Who's coming over here?
Oh, just a feller.
What feller?
Oh, a business feller, sort of. Sort of a drummer, I think.
Drummer?
Yeah, a friend of Cedric's. Just sort of getting started, and I thought maybe I could help him out. Abner, you better go out and make the deal havers.
I've done made them.
Oh, yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Well, what does this drummer sell?
Well, Abner, have you been home to lunch yet?
Why, of course I have. Got back about a half hour ago.
Well, maybe you better go and eat some more. You've been looking kind of peaked here lately.
Lum, I'm so stuffed now I got my belt clean out to the last notch. What's this drummer's name?
Oh, say, Abner, I think you might be a batch of mail for us over at the post office. You better run over there and see.
Lum Edwards, are you trying to get shut of me?
Why, no. Whatever give you that idea?
Well, for one thing, you went over to the post office yourself and got the mail a while ago.
Yes, I did, didn't
Why,
I?
Of course.
I'm getting so absent-minded, I don't know what to do with myself, hardly.
Lum, look at me now.
I'm looking at you.
Tell me the truth. Don't glance away. Look me in the eye.
I'm looking at you, as long as I can stand it.
What are you up to?
Oh, see, I just happened to think Miss Johnson called up, and she wants a 48-pound of flour.
Huh?
48-pound sack of flour. Says she needs it right away, so you better get a sack and start out there.
Well, just a minute, Lum. The Johnson place is a good 3 miles out of town.
I know it is. That's why I say you better start right now. You want to get back before dark, don't you?
Lum Edwards, I ain't going to tote no 48-pound sack of flour clean out.
Hurry up, Abner. You'll never make it.
Oh.
I done you a favor. She wanted 2 sacks, but I talked her into one.
48-pound sack of flour.
Some people don't appreciate nothing. Here, I'll help you lift it up on your back.
All right.
There, you got it?
Yeah, dog, it's at Johnson place, huh?
All right, get started now. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. You better go out the back door, Abner.
Back door?
Yeah, I believe it's shorter that way. You can just cut across the field there. Hurry up.
Well, I'm hurrying the best I can.
If you get tired, just sit down and rest. No matter when you get back here. I'll see you tomorrow. That's a relief. Well, how do you do, sir? You're Dr. Roller, I resume.
Yes, sir. Do I have the right place?
You sure do. Edwards is my name.
I'm glad to know you. Here's my card. In case any of your friends are having pest trouble, you might mention my name to them.
Oh, I'll be proud to do it, Doctor.
I guarantee all my work.
Well, that's nice.
I use the newer scientific methods. Invented some of them myself.
Well.
I've made quite a hobby out of pests.
Yeah, well, I'll show you where this mouse that's been bothering us generally.
I got interested in this work several years ago when some termites got into the foundation of a house we were living at the time in Joplin, Missouri. Have you ever been in Joplin, Missouri?
No, I ain't.
Well, it's a nice place, in a way. Anyway, these termites got into the foundation and weakened the floor so much that my grandmother fell through it.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that.
She was quite a heavy woman.
I see. Well, does that make it bad, being heavy that way?
Yes, it does. She made an awful hole in the floor. It cost me a lot to get it fixed up. In fact, the floor never was the same after that.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll show you where this mouse
is. And that's when I got interested in pests. I made quite a study of it, and I don't mind
saying...
On accounting, yes, and I had quite a bit of success at it, too. I use all scientific methods now.
Yeah, you said that.
All my work is guaranteed. If I don't rid your place of pests, I refund your money.
Well, that's fair enough.
I've never had to refund a nickel. Not once in all the years I've been in this business.
Well, that sounds like a good record. Now, about this mouse...
Do you realize how much property is damaged annually in the states of Missouri and Arkansas alone?
No, but if it's all the same...
In 1942... Damage caused by crickets, silverfish, and moths amounted to 12...
Excuse me, Dr. Roller, but it's getting kind of late, and I think we ought to get busy here.
Yes, you're right. Absolutely right. I'll leave this pamphlet with you, and you can read it yourself. It gives all the figures on property damage, by pests, that is, from 1937 up to 1945. The figures for 1946 haven't been compiled as yet.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. Well, I'll read it. Sounds interesting.
Yes. Now, about these termites of yours.
Yeah, we ain't got termites.
What is it? Dry rot?
Huh?
Oh, well, that's bad. You know, most people don't realize it, but dry rot is actually worse than termites. Causes more damage. I had a case in Jefferson City, Missouri. I believe it was in Springfield. Well, I guess it doesn't really matter.
No, it don't, because you see, Dr. Roller, we ain't got termites, nor dry rot, neither one. Leastways, not that I know of.
Neither one, you say?
No, sir.
Well, what that could be, then? Wood borers, perhaps. How much of the foundation is eaten away?
None of it is.
Well, you're lucky. That's the time to get out those little rascals before they get started. Now, if you'll just show me down to the basement, I'll show you how we can stop them.
Basement? We ain't got no basement. And even if we did have, wouldn't be no use to go down there. What we want you to catch is back in the feed room. It's a mouse.
A mouse?
Yeah, just one mouse. Name's Clyde. Or leastways, that's what Abner calls him. Abner's my partner, Abner Peabody. I had to get him out of the store this afternoon because I know he'd never in the world stand for you getting shut of that mouse.
You mean you want me to catch just one mouse?
Yeah, that's right.
One mouse?
Yes, sir. That one little mouse is driving me stark, raving, mad, crazy in, sir.
Mr. Ed, haven't you got some termites or something else I can work on? One mouse is hardly worth my while, with my reputation.
Well, wait till I tell you about this mouse.
I use all scientific methods, you know.
Yeah, I know that, but...
Yes, hardly worth getting out the equipment for just one mouse. Why don't you just set a trap for him?
Set a trap? Well, I've set a million or a thousand of them, and he's never got caught in one of them yet. He's too smart. Oh, he's the smartest mouse I ever seen in my life.
Yes. Oh, he's a smart one, huh?
Oh, he even knows how to spring them traps and get away.
Well, he's beginning to sound more interesting.
Oh, yeah. He even chases our cat, Geraldine, instead of her chasing him.
Well, now, this is more like it. Reminds me of a case I worked on in Moberly, Missouri. Or was it Jonesboro, Arkansas? It was Moberly, I think.
Well, come on back in the feed room, and I'll show you where this mouse of ours, General, hangs out.
Yes. That was quite a case in Moberly. It was quite challenging. There was a pair of mice there that eluded me for, must have been 3 days. But I finally caught them. Naturally. My methods never fail. All scientific, you know.
Yeah. Well, now, right here is where you can, General, find him. Now, look at them sacks of feed there. See how he's gnawed holes in my nigh every one of them. And he's working on the flour over there, too.
Oh, yes, I see.
Abner just went out here with a sack of flour on his back, and he's going to leave a trail clean out across the country there.
So, let me look at this. Probably Rodentius generalis.
Ah.
That's undoubtedly the species name of your mouse.
No, his name's Clyde.
No, I mean the scientific name. I use all scientific methods, you know. My work is fully guaranteed.
Yeah, well, here's where you can do scientific work, all right. If there's anything I can get or help you with...
No. I won't have to bring in my regular equipment. I think I have enough stuff in my kit here to do this job. And this'll be no trouble at all.
Well, I'll sure be happy to be sure of that little varmint. He's a downright nuisance.
Yeah, this'll be no trouble at all. First, we'll just sprinkle a little of this poison bait around. Better keep your cat out of here.
Yeah, all right.
And some of this powder. I make it myself. Dr. Roller scientifically treated mouse lure and lethal powder.
Now, I doubt if he'll ever look at that stuff. He's just too dad blame smart.
Not for Dr. Roller, he's not. Then we'll just set a few of these traps.
Are them things trapped?
Yes, I invented them myself.
Did they beat a trail to your door?
Based on highly scientific formula. Now, you see, the principal idea behind them is...
Now, don't explain how it works. Just set them. We want to get this done in a hurry. I don't want Abner to come back and catch us.
All right. Yes, I think that ought to do the job.
You mean that's all the stuff you're going to use right there?
Yes, sir. Half that much we're doing.
I got my doubts. I'm feared you ain't going to get him with that.
Oh, no. Dr. Roller, the pest controller, has never failed yet.
Yeah, you ain't never been up against Clyde before, though. I believe he can outsmart Mike and I anybody.
There's no mouse living that can outsmart me. I'll tell you what I'll do. If I don't catch him, I'll not only give you back my regular fee of $5, I'll give you $100 to boot.
Hey, Granny, you've made yourself a deal.
Stage is all set for the battle between science and Abner's little friend, Clyde. So join us in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Now, we all know the opposite of black is white, and the opposite of acid is alkaline. That's why it makes good sense to neutralize excess acid in the stomach by alkalizing. Yes, the thing to do is to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer when something you've eaten causes acid indigestion. You see, Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of prompt relief that's hard to beat. It helps settle an upset, jittery stomach. It helps sweeten an acid stomach. It helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. And its analgesic helps relieve the headache that often goes with an upset stomach. And that's why we say there's nothing quite like it. You can get its fast relief in any drugstore. Now remember, it's Alka-Seltzer you want. So ask your druggist for a large, economical 60-cent package today. It contains over 3 times as many tablets as the smaller size, yet costs only twice as much. And then, for occasional acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more.